opinion. So, Kedushin warrants a Brit Priya Gulf, and Nisuin warrants a Brit Priya. So, why do you need a Hefsik between the two? There's no need to have a Hefsik between the two. It's a separate Kinyans. What's the big deal? The fact that we require a Kriyas Eksuba in between both would seem to imply again that Nisuin is a Gemar Kinyan of Kedushin. And therefore, I have to create a Hefsik. And therefore, since I have a Hefsik, it necessitates a new bracha of Brit Priya Gulf.
Why would you need any Hefsik? What's the purpose of Hefsik?
Because if it's a Gemar, the bracha will work. Because the bracha lomaisa I said in the beginning won't cover the end of the process because there was Hefsik in the middle. There's a Hefsik in the middle.
I'm saying, why do you need a Hefsik?
What'd you say?
Why is there
a Hefsik? No, it's a Machloikis. It's a Machloikis. So we want to say a Brit Priya Gulf and not in the Nisuin.
But I'm saying Monoshelf, there shouldn't be a Hefsik.
No, I'm saying that there is. I'm saying there is a need. There's a machlokes what the getter did in the Nisuin is. We say a Brit Priya Gulf and not in the Nisuin.
Yeah.
If you say a Brit Priya Gulf and in the Nisuin, there's no need to have a Hefsik. If you hold what? That it's a separate kinyan. The fact that you have to create a Hefsik in order to make sure that a bracha should be said seems to imply that Nisuin is a Gemara of the Kedushin. Okay? Saying there would be no need to actually create a Hefsik if you held that it's a separate kinyan and it warrants a bracha on its own. Okay? You follow that, Meir Simcha? Again, Nachamol. We say, what's the nature of Nisuin? Is Nisuin a Gemara of the Kedushin? Or is it a separate kinyan? The premises we say a Brit Priya Gulfin and Kedushin, we say a Brit Priya Gulfin and Nisuin. Why? If you hold that Nisuin is a separate kinyan, then that's fine. There's no. You could say do the Kedushin, do the Mesiris of the Baz done, and then go to the bracha on Brit Priya Gulfin and Nisuin. No problem. But if you hold that it's a gemar, so therefore they say one Brit Priya Gulfin on the whole thing, the Kedushin. The fact that I have to stand on my head and create a hefsik, like Rashi writes in the Tshuva, to make a hefsik to read the Ksuba, which creates a gap in between the Kedushin and the Suin, that will necessitate a Brit Priya Gulfin and the Suin. Because Haray, it's only a Gemara of the Kedushin. Let the Brach on the Kedushin cover the Nisuin. It must be that what? That Nisuin is a what? Is a Gemara Kinyan of the Kedushin. That seems to be a fifth Nafkin meaning, Lamaisa. Viewing Nisuin as a Gemara of the Kedushin. Why wish a Mazal Ikibi on the Kedushin of his sister? Mazel Tov. Okay, so that's a fifth nafkamina. A sixth nafkamina is very fascinating as well. Okay? Why don't we say a Shechianu on Kedushin? Why is there no Shechianu recited on Kedushin? So Rabbi Yoshev Sefer Zechetzadik Lidbracha, it's called the Sefer Ha'oris. And Dav Zayin in the Bay says that in the Mishnah and the Gemara, they used to have 12 months between the Kedushin and the Nisuin, we know that. So it could very well be, I'll tell you why there's no Shechinah on Kedushin, because she's not yet mutter to you. She's only mutter to you after the Nisuin. We paskin, if you buy a house, you don't say a Shechinah before you live in it. It's not royal adirin. You buy a house, you know, Mvara, Kodem Shekoveh Mezuzah. It's not Roy Ladira. You don't live in it, there's no requirement of Mezuzah. So you buy a house, you're a billionaire. You buy a house, no one, you don't live in it for 5 years. You don't need a Mezuzah, you don't say Shechianu. You have to live in it. He can't live with her yet. If he can't live with her yet, there's no Shechianu on the Kedushin. But in Bizman Hazeh, where we do Kedushin Nisuin in one shot, why is there no Shechianu? So Rabbi Yoshev says like this. You follow me, Ezra? Bizman Hazeh, we do it in one shot. So why is there no what? Shechianu. So Rabbi Yoshev says, the Gemara says in Brachas on Chesen Lav, it says in the Ma'arav in the West, and there it's just Amma Motza Motza. How do you know that the woman you marry is going to be good for you? That you'll be happy? Therefore, you don't know for sure it's going to be good for you. Therefore, you can't say a bracha. You cannot say a Shechianu on the Kedushin. Who says it's going to be good? Motzah, motzah. Gemara brachas.
You can say the same question about a house. Oh, you don't know if the house is going to last.
House is objective. I mean, if it's a 15-bedroom house, Meir Simchit, how could it be bad? How could it be bad for you? I mean, how could it be bad for you? It's objective. Subjectivity. Subjectivity, Lamaisa, regarding marriage. Subjectivity. A 15-bedroom house for Boy Nishalom. The guy's a shtickle mashugah if he doesn't like a 15-bedroom house. Right? Is it mafunik? regular guy, right? He's a spoiled guy. The regular guy likes it. It's objective. Fruit, lamaisa, it's objective. It's objective.
In a car?
Fruit, objective.
You buy a new car,
the guy's weird if he doesn't like the fruit.
Why?
Objective. It's objective.
Why? How does everybody find there's some
objective
and subjective?
By chafatzim, but by marriage it's different. Oh, one sec, Ezra. So that's fine why there's no Shechianim on Kedushin, right? Why doesn't Rabbi Yoshev discuss why there's no Shechianim on Nisuin? What would you say? So if it's Asara Samonea, then the same answer that you gave for Kedushin, Halacha Lamaisa, will be the same answer for Nisuin. But if you hold Nisuin as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and it's a kinin b'fnei atzmo, right? Then Halacha Lamaisa, what are you going to answer? Why is there no Shechianu on Nisuin? What's the answer?
You don't know if it's
she's going to be happy with her, number one, or number two, like the Shach in Yordea, Simin Chavches, Sifkat and Hay. That you only say Shechianu on a mitzvah sheish bo zman kavua. Kedushin Nisuin has no zman kavua.
So what about fruit?
Fruit's a difference. Birka Shevach v'odo l'maisa. That's a bigger Shevach v'odo. But you only say it's on a mitzvah. You only say Shechianu on a mitzvah. You only say Shechianu on a mitzvah that has zman kavua. Shechianu on mitzvah is only on mitzvah that has zman kavua. Kedushin Nisuin have no zman kavua. So you hear this mahalach. That's the mahalach. That's the second answer. So let's go over this. The six nafkamina we want to say is that why is there no Shechianu on what? On Kedushin. So we said, if it's Bizman HaGemara, the 12-month gap, you can't live with her yet. So Memeil, it's like buying a house where you can't live in the house, you don't say Shechianu. But Bizman HaZeh, we do Kedushin soon, the same shot. Why is there no Shechianu on Kedushin? Says Rabbi Yoshi, because the Gemara and Bracha says, how do you know it's going to be good for you? Matzah Motzah. So Lamai says, okay, that's good. So that's why I don't say Shechianu on Kedushin. So why don't I say Shechianu on the Suin? So we said, if it's Asar, someone, Gemar Kinyan, Soma Mele, it's not Rowi. Because Lomais, if you don't say Shechana Kedushin, whatever you say, they don't say Shechana Kedushin, you're not going to say on the Gemar. But if you hold that, and Nisun is a separate mitzvah, Kinyan Mifniatso, why Takas no Shechiano on the Nisun? Either you could say, who says you're going to be happy with, or you could say that Shechiano on a mitzvah, like the Shach, is only on a mitzvah as a Kavua Bozman. Since Kedushin Nisun has no particular Zman, the Mele is no Shechiano. That's a six nafkemina I want you to get. Number five and six regarding this notion of nesuin, halacha lamaisa, whether it's a gemar kinyan, asara samoneya, or it's a separate mitzvah kinyan. Daniel wanted to suggest a seventh. We paskin that nesuin is asara on Shabbos. We paskin that nesuin is asara on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. So he wanted to say, well, if you do the kedushin on Friday, maybe you could say it's good. It's a separate kinyan, it's also, we paskin can't do nisuin on Shabbos. He wanted to say that if you do the kedushin on Friday and nisuin on Shabbos, maybe you could say that it's a gemar, maybe it would be okay. Okay, it's
why,
interesting not to
mean.
What'd you say?
Maybe even the gemar not.
Yeah, because it's just stopping the stopgap. You could say what you're saying, Kibi, maybe you could ding zach on that. That's not a nafkemini. It's not a nafkemini mefurish. Daniel suggests it's a good suggestion. But it could be what you're saying too as well. Maybe it's not a good enough, maybe you could ding zach on that. But it's interesting. Okay? Netanel, you had a question before. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's number five and number six nafkeminis. Let's make sure we get it. Daniel's adding a question seven. Now, Baruch Hashem, I wrote a sefer called Yosef Dovid, named after my father in law, so it's in the sefer. Yosef Dovid. I recommend this. sefer. Not highly, though, because that would be Gaia, one might say, right? Right? But unfortunately, I don't have any left. Three left. I have to keep it for the family. Maybe we should do a reprint. It's very expensive to print a safer. Very expensive. So, okay. But we have the sixth Daniel. We had the second edition in the brackets. We should write maybe a possible seventh Nafkimi. With Ha'arab, but Daniel. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Daniel. What do you say?
Two questions. Number one, if it's a Gemar Din,
yes.
Then why are we saying that you should, that explains why you shouldn't say Shechianu? Then maybe you should say Shechianu on the Kedushin, because the whole thing is being Matri. If it's all
right, no. Kedushin, you're never going to say Shechianu, because you know if it's good or bad. The question is, what about on the Nisuin? So if the Nisuin is a Gemar, whatever you said on Kedushin will serve from the Nisuin. But if it's a separate kin, you got to re ask the question.
But isn't Nachmini usually there's a practical difference? If we're not saying Shechianu either
way, you got to come up with it. I understand. In Lomdus, you got to come up with an answer. So Nachmini and Lomdus, what the answer is. Okay. All right, very good. Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
I understand that according to Nachmini, wouldn't say Shechem, because he didn't say in Kiddushin.
Right.
But that's still the not answer, because the reason why he didn't say Kiddushin is because he can't be with her. Now you can be with her.
But the answer was, as we said, we don't know if it's going to be good for you. Right? So whatever that answer you said by Kedushin, you can apply that to the Gemara as well. Okay?
So that would be if it was good for you, and then according to
the separate kinyan. If it's a separate kinyan, you could say the same answer won't be good, or because not Kavu Bozman.
Why don't we say Kavu by Kedushin also?
What do you say?
We only said that
You could say that too. Absolutely. Okay, good. Excellent. So that leads us to the following. We mentioned last week that there's a Mishnah. Okay, let's all open up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches, you have your Gemara. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches says Beferish the following. The Mishnah says, L'olam hi b'reshus ha'av, ad she'tekanes l'reshus ha'bal. The woman is always in the reshus of her father till she goes into the reshus of the Baal, lin hisuin. There it is. Masra av l'shluchi habal. If the father gives her over to the shluchi habal, harehi reshus habal. The shluchim represent the Baal. Holacha av im shluchi habal. If the father accompanies the shluchi habal, or shahocha shluchi av im shluchi habal, or the shluchi av walk with the shluchi habal, harehi reshus av. If the shluchim of the father give over to the shluchim abal, then she's b'shus abal. This l'chur is enough in the Mishnah what exactly nesuin is. Okay? You ask what nesuin is, the pashup shot is the Mishnah here on Daf Mem Ches. I forgot to bring the black marker. The Rambam said, the Mishnah says b'feirish, achnasas l'rishus. It seems, no? I read it black on white. It seems that that's considered to be what? Nisun. That's what it seems. But Farish in this Mishnah, that it's considered to be Nisun. That's what we would assume, right? That we assume that Lamais, it's considered to be the Farish, the halacha of what? Nisun. Okay? This is what we would assume. Nisun. Auspices. Now the Ran, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Ran and Daf Beis Amud Aleph and the Daf Beis Arif, which I'll give it to you for tomorrow, Dira Masko, holds like this Lamaisa, but it's a Mishnah. And we mentioned that there were five Shitas, and I think I gave you the wrong Simon, so let's fix it. It's Simon Samach Aleph. What the definition of Chup is. Okay? The Ran says it's considered to be Hachnasas L'Rishus, exactly like that Mishnah. You'll see that Ran tomorrow, we know. Okay? The Ran is Beferish. Okay? The Mishnah says Beferish. The Rambam, which we're going to get to, holds its Yichud. The Yerushalmi that the Tosas and Yuma quotes says it's Bedekin. The fourth and fifth Shita in the Mechaber and the Ramah, the fourth and fifth Shita we said that the Mechaber and the Ramah say in Simon, that happens to be in Simon, is that in Simon Samach Aleph too, the Mechaber and Ramah?
No,
that's in Nunhei. Thank you, Kibi. That's where we mixed it up. The Mechaber Ramah is in Siman Nun Hey. He says, you know, Prisus Sudar B'Shas HaBracha. So we'll write that. Prisus Sudar B'Shas HaBracha. Prisus, you know, you spread out Prisus Sudar. I don't know if anyone does that. Where does she ever put a handkerchief on her head? Prisus Sudar B'Shas HaBracha. And then the last sheet, though, was the Ramah. That what? That the whole process is what? Is that you stand under the chuppah, you say the brachas, then you take your private reshus and you eat there b'makom sanua. Okay? So I'll write the whole, you know, chuppah, tachas ha-chuppah we'll write, tachas ha-chuppah v'achar kach, molichin, seder, l'cheder yichud, and you eat there in the ochun sham, the cheder yichud. That's why you got to make sure you eat it the cheder yichud. Usually you're fasting anyway, so you're hungry. So how much you can eat. So those are the five shitas that we have.
Would that be enough so, if we, let's say somebody like didn't keep their food down? Like, would that affect the kiddushin?
I don't know. Maybe according to that shita, maybe, I don't know if we'd have to worry about it. I mean, if someone vomit, God forbid, because they had fasted, they don't feel good, you mean?
Fasted on the dance,
Usually we assume achivu is good, as long as you did a mice achivu. Let's say a guy ate matzah on Seder and he got so stuffed, he vomited. L'churi yoyitza pashas, because you did a maizah here. Okay? So that's the five shitas. So the first kasha I want to ask, let's get it down in our notes, is how on earth can there be a query, a unsurety as how to define the suin that you have five sheep as a Rishonim? It's an explicit Mishnah. We just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah writes explicitly that it's achnasas l'rishus of the chasen. I mean, how do you have the argument about this? The tours in Samach Aleph, the Mechaber Amos in Siman Nun Hey. It's a power. How do you have sheet and Rishonim like this? There are five different sheet and Rishonim. It's a Mishnah. So that's Kushya Achas. Okay? Kushya Achas. That's the first kasha that we're asking, number one. Okay? That's the first kasha. Clear, Yosef? You got it? We have a question of how to define Nisuin or Chuppah. Yeah? We have five shittas in Rishonim. We read it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah explicitly says when the Kala goes under the auspices, the Rishus of the husband or the Shluchim of the husband. That defines Nisuin. So how can you have a Machlekesh in Rishonim when there's an explicit Mishnah? Right? Very difficult. Sound all clear? Okay. That's number one, Kasha. Number two, thank you for bringing the Rambams, Daniel. Okay? The Rambam, Yasher Koach, the Rambam says in a phenomenal thing. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Yud, Halacha Beis. Let me read it to you. The Rambam writes, he says, Kevin Shenichnasu Arusu L'chupa, Harehu Materis Lavola, B'chol Eich Hirtzari Ishto Gemur L'chol Dover. So the Rambam writes b'feirish halacha l'maisa that the chuppah has to be ruuya labia. Yes, yeah. Ava im haisa nida, if she's a nida, afa pishenichnas l'chuppah nisiach nima lo gomra hanesuin v'hari kerusa adayin. You hear that lashon? Hare lo gomru hanesuin v'hari kerusa adayin. So the Rambam writes that the chuppah has to be ra'ui l'nida. Amazing. So you need the Rambam writes the chuppah has to be a yichud, but it has to be a yichud that is ra'ui l'bia. Okay? Ra'ui l'bia. Now, if the woman is a chuppah's nida, you are not konan. Now, even Sfardim don't hold like this. Sfardim don't delay a wedding. If she's in need at the time, you always try to plan you try to plan with the doctor, she won't be menstruating at the time of the time of the wedding. So let's say she is menstruating. You're gonna push off the wedding? Even smarter don't hold it around. But according to Rambam, yes, theoretically you have to delay the wedding. Chuppah's nida is eino konan. That's what the Rambam says, because it's not what we would be. You can't be bowl over. The problem is four halachas later, in the previous halacha in halacha, said yichud zek nikus l'chuppah. It's called nesuin b'chol makom. Halacha vav, he says an amazing thing. He says, I'm not going to read the whole halacha, but he's talking about a chuppah's nida. He says v'lo tinase nida atche tahar ve'mevarchim la birkas chasam atche titahir v'imavar v'nasu birech enochozer mevarach. But so you did do Nisun with the Chuppah's Nida. What does Rambam say? And he said the Sheva Brachos. He says you don't have to say the Brachos again. Rambam says, Achein, B'Chuppah's Nida, Birchu, Sheva Brachos. That's, the Sheva Brachos are very important. Achein, Birchu, Sheva Brachos, B'Chuppah's Nida, Chuppah's Nida, Eino, Sarech, Levarech. Again, Rambam says it b'feirush. It's a Pella. The Meiri says, this is a second Kasha, that's why I wrote number two. The Meiri says, number two, he says, what on earth is going on? If a Chuppah's Nida, according to Rambam, says zero, you said seven bracha levatalos. Why don't you have to say a bracha again? That is what the Meiri asks on the Rambam. It's a Pella. Okay? Mamish a Pella that we would assume halacha l'maisa like this. Now, this is the second kasha that I want to bring out. Okay? That's the second kasha we want to bring out. It has to be Ruhi Labiyat. So what's the pshat behind this? And I want you to point out that the Drisha in Simon Samach Alf Os Aleph says that the Chasun, it really should be the Beis Shel Chasun. Chuppas Yichud, the Drisha says it should be Yichud, his own house. Okay, so I want you to get the Drisha, write the Drisha in your notes. And Simon Samach Alf Sivka Nal, he says, Chuppas Yichud, but it should be your house. So and then he says, if you're paying for the caterer hall, it's your house. Maybe you should specify that though. So the second kasha is, as chuppas yichud is royal abiyah, and therefore a chuppas need is bad. If you have a problem, you did it, it's good. Pella, why is it good? Clear, Ezra? It's a great kasha. Netanel, clear? Okay. Yosef, got it? Okay, good. Now I want to just point something out before we go by to the third kasha. Rav Sternbach, you know Rav Sternbach? Shlita is a great gong. He has a tshuva where if you marry a widow or a grusha, a woman that's been married already, you must have a bed in the yichud room. Why? That's what he writes. Because it has to be like it has to be the real. It has to be real. Because since the grusha amana has been with a man already, it's not considered to be enough of a kinyan until you have bia with her. Anything short of bia will not be a legitimate kinyan.
So he says
for Nisuin. You don't have to have bia, but it has to be mamish roy with bia. And he highlights that by saying there has to be a bed in there. Rav Sternbach writes that in his tshuva. Whereas a basula who's never been with a man before, it's enough to have a yuchud that is roy with bia. That's what he writes. That's why on Shabbos, halacha lemaisa, that's why on Shabbos, if a guy marries a widow on Friday, and then he does the bia on Friday night, that's usher. Because the bia is the real kinyan by an alman or a grusha. And the bia is usher to do that because out's the kinyan. You can't do the kinyan on Shabbos. Anything short of the bia is not considered to be the kinyan. Because she's already had bia with the man. You follow what I'm saying? Whereas a besula, if you marry her on Friday, you can have bia rishona on Shabbos. There's no problem with Chilul Shabbos. We'll get to that. We'll get to Daf Hey. But what about a kinyan? The kinyan was made on Friday. You follow me? The kinyan was made on Friday. Okay. Clear? That's an important nekuda. A lot of people don't have that avonim. Yes, Yosef. Go ahead.
Kinyan is also on Shabbos because of Ketiva?
Yeah. Shemek Zera Yichtov. Excellent. Mishnin Bey and Daf Lamed Vavam et Alf. Mecha Chomemkar. Gzera Shem Yichtov. It's really a Gzera Ligzera. So Rashi says it's Kulachat Gzera. It's a gzera of business, and business is also gzera shem yichtov. Excellent. Lam involvum and alf and beya. Okay. So that's the second kasha we're presenting now. First is the kasha about how can you have a machlekes and rishonim where they're arguing what it is. It's a mishnah. Number two is the question of the Rama. The chuppas nida is not a good kinyan. Why is the shavu brachos good b'diavad? I want you to know also there is a brice in the Seches Kala Rabasi that says that a kala b'lo bracha is a suru labayla kenida. That's why it's very important. Remember we said a kala b'lo ksuba, a suru labayla kenida? There's also a statement a kala b'lo bracha, a suru labayla kenida. That's why the sheva bracha has got to make sure they're done right. I do not let the caterers, you know what they have these cards? Many times I've seen them mess it up. The order, you know, I have my own card, and I give the card to the fellow who's saying the bracha. So we ain't heard nothing to get messed up. I can't tell you how many times I've seen them mess up the order. Okay.
The opposing say they're not ma'akiv.
They're not ma'akiv in the kinyan, but you have this stop statement of kala b'lo bracha asura l'bayla kenida, and you got to know the halachas. When we get to the sugya, I want to be able to know it good. When we get to the sugya and daf zayin, I want to know it good because it's complicated. Sometimes if you say the fifth, then it's already good. Then you won't go back and say the fourth. You follow me? You got to know the halachas. You can't say, time out, let me look up in the, you know, here everyone's waiting. You know what I mean? You can't do that. You got to know the din. And it's very hard to know the din, but I want to be able to know the din. Okay? So that's why you don't want to get into Shiloh. Make sure he does it in the order. You hold the card. Don't let the cater. You're the boss, the Masada Kushin, not the cater. Just like the photographer thinks he's the boss. He's not the boss. He'll block you. You're the aid of Kedushin. He wants to get a good picture. He blocks you. You don't see the ring go on the finger. You have to be strong. Right? Not let him block you. Okay. We got it? So that's the second kasha. Okay. That's the Shita Sarana. Let's move on. Number three. A third kasha that we must ask. Okay? Regarding this topic of Nisun. We just pointed out that the Rambam writes that Chuppas Yichud. But we don't want to suggest now there's a steer in the Rambam. And one of the great Gaonim, Reb Naftali Trop, asked this question to Sefer Granat, who was a Rebbe by the Chofetz Chaim in Radin. The Rambam writes that Chuppas Yichud, you're right, in Pirik Yud, in Hilchos Yishus. Chuppas Yichud, in Pirik Yud. But in two other places, if you look, Pirik Yud, Halacha Beis, if you look a little later in the Rambam, 12 Prakim later, namely, the Rambam has a different definition, and he sides with the Ran. The Rambam in Pirachov Beis, Halacha Beis, and Hilchos Yishus, which I gave you, says an amazing, startling thing. Says the Rambam, he says, quotes the Mishnah, and he says, when does the husband gain exclusive rights to inherit the woman if she dies? While there's Erisin, they share it. So the Rambam writes beferish that in such a case, that if in fact Lamaisa, she's bebeis avila, the baal is yorsha. So halacha Lamaisa, the Rambam says, "Chenim av or shluchei av im abav nichsim abav lechadzi siachni malasham nesun meisar is yirshen abav." Rambam says beferish that once there's achnasus l'rishus, the Rambam writes, achnasus l'rishus is the definition of yesuin legabi yerusha in perikov beis. Perachav Beis, Halacha Beis. So in regarding Yerusha, who gains exclusive rights to inherit the woman if she dies? The husband is Yerusha's wife, after Achnas Lushus. But they didn't have Chuppah. They didn't have Yichud. Aha! You see the Rambam holds Achnas Lushus like the Ran. But in Perek Yud, he said it was Yichud. Stira Barambam.
Did you say it's Ian Mamanus?
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Could be. A third Rambam is in Hilchos Nedarim. The concept of being made for Nedarim. When she's an Arusa, who has the rights to abolish her Nedarim? Who has the rights to abolish her Nedarim? The father and the husband. Together they must do it. However, halacha l'maaseh, I want you to get that. When it comes to Yerusha, when she's still in Yerusha, the father is Yerusha exclusively. Once she's in Nesua, the husband is Yerusha. So it's either or. When it comes to Afaris Nedarim, when she's in Arusa, they both must be abolished in Nedarim. When she gets to Nesuin and she takes a netter, who has Vilas? The husband. So regarding Afaris Nedarim, we assume the Rambam says halacha l'maisa, Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Nedarim. I'll read it to you. Rambam says beferish. Thank you, Daniel, for bringing it. It says in Perek Yud Aleph, we'll give you the exact maramakom and Perek Yud Aleph halacha chav beis. This is what the Radbaz and the Kesem Mishnah both are masber. That once you have halacha av mishluchei av, that's it. It's considered to be what? It's considered to be out of the auspices of who? Of the father, and she's in the rishus of who? Of her husband. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Says in halacha chav, Nadra v'afra la'avil avadav l'shom arus ad shenichsel rishus eni yachal av shenabal mefer nidri arus also ha'chashenis elakodim shenichsel rishus so he mefer b'shutfus av. They're together, they abolish it before nesuim. Once you get to Nisuin, it's done. The father, any netter going forward, the father's out of the picture. Only the husband can do it. So what does it say again? Hachnasas lirishus. Beperik yud aleph. Halacha what? Perik yud aleph. Halacha what? Halacha. Yeah, chaf and chaf beis. Those are halachas. Chaf, chaf beis. So we got the kasha. So the kasha is stira b'Rambam. Make up your mind, Rambam. Is the definition of nesuin, is it considered to be achnasas l'rashus, or is it considered to be yichud? Perek Yud, he says yichud, and in Perek Chav Beis Nishas, and Menachos Nadarim, Perek Yud Alef, he says achnasas l'rashus. That's what I'll give you the Ram for tomorrow to look at inside. But this is a blatant steer in the Ram. So this is number three kasha that we're presenting. Number three. Okay? Everyone got this? Very good. Okay, number four. Fourth kasha. A fourth kasha that we want to what? We want to present. Okay? Is the following. There is a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. There is a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, in Maseches Yevamos, whether there's a concept called Yesh Chupul Lepsulis. The Rambam paskins like Rav that there is Yesh Kamo Rav, that there is Yesh Chupa Lepsulos. What does that mean, Yesh Chupa Lepsulos? You marry a woman that's disqualified to you. A Kohen marries a divorcee. It's a terrible thing, it's an initial lav. But it is chal, vis-a-vis what? To desecrate her, that she loses her privilege from eating truma.
Where's the rabbi?
Perek in Hilchos Trumas, in Perek Zion, Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Rambam passes like Rav, that if a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, a Kohen marries a Grusha, it is chal to desecrate her rights to eating truma. She no longer can eat truma anymore. She was a Bas Yisrael, but she shouldn't have married this Kohen. She's a Grusha. Therefore, she's done. She can no longer eat truma.
When can she eat truma?
If she would have married a regular Kohen, if she was before she was divorced. She had already gotten divorced, and now the Kohen marries her, so that's going to desecrate her right to eat truma. Any Bas Yisrael can marry a Kohen and eat truma. But now she's done, Ezra. Now, let me ask you, Lecha Mishnah asks. Let me ask you, Lecha Mishnah says. What is the pshat of the Rambam? Lecha Mishnah is where? Lecha Mishnah is in Ishus and Pirik Yud Alacha Beis. You get it down. Lecha Mishnah asks, it's not a chuppah that is ra'oi labia. Chuppah is lo ra'oi labia. If it's not ra'oi labia, then Lamaisa, how do you say it's chal in order to desecrate her? That she should lose her privilege. It should be a zero. Shouldn't get off the ground. Should be a nothing. So why is she good for why is she best up forever regarding truma? Yes, Stevie.
Why didn't just the fact that she got divorced and moved desecrate her rights? Meaning because now she can't ever marry Cohen.
Okay. That's not a problem. She didn't do anything wrong, Lamaisa. She didn't do anything wrong.
Right, but meaning now she can never eat truma. Like, where does she have the rights to the truma?
Right, but Lamaisa, the Yesh Chupul Lepsulos Lamaisa, let's say, I give you a regular case. It's a good point where you say, let's say she was a Bas Kohen.
Okay.
She could always go back to her father's house if she didn't have a kid, right? Right? But now she's messed up for good. So why do you say she's messed up, Ellie? You follow what I'm saying? It shouldn't be chal at all. You need a chuppah roi labia. Doesn't Ram necessitate yichud roi labia? It's not roi labia. It's an initial lav. Now, kedusha artofsin b'chayv and lavin. And I told us if a brother tries to mekadesh his sister, it's not chal. It's a chiyuv karis, right? It's not chal at all. But chayv and lavin, we paskin kedusha artofsin. We don't hold like Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says chayv and lavin, it's not chal. But the coin is mekadesh grusha, it's chal. He's got to divorce her. Right? We paskin the kedusha artofsin b'chayv and lavin. It is chal, b'chayv and lavin. But the question is, the chuppah is not roi labia, so why is it chal to mess up the privilege of eating truma? That's the kasha. Lecha Mishnah asks it here in Ishus. Pirik Yud, Halacha Beis. Right on the spot here, the Lechem Mishnah asked this kasha. Very phenomenal kasha. How could the Rambam pass on such a case? Lechem Mishnah here, he quotes from the Gemara Nivomis, and he asked this kasha. Okay? He says, how's it shayich? V'hasam l'chazim l'biyah. The Ron asked the kasha too, you'll see tomorrow. Okay. That's number four. A fourth kasha. Okay, number five, a fifth kasha that we have to ask here on this category of Nisuin. Number five, what's the kasha? The kasha is that the Mishnah writes in Maseches Yuma and Daf Beizim and Aleph. Mishnah says in Yuma and Daf Beizim and Aleph that a Kohen Gadol must be married when he does the Avoda on Yom Kippur. It says, V'chiper ba'ado u'beiso. Beiso zu'ishto. V'chiper ba'ado u'beiso. He has to represent him and his family, the Kohanim, and also beiso. Beiso zu'ishto. He must be married in order to do the Avoda Yom Kippur. To the degree that the Yushalmi sets up a backup wife. That is Mekadosh, a backup wife, then in the event his first wife dies on Yom Kippur, that he'll be Mekadosh, Mekudesh to a second wife, and it's Chal. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay. Mishnah in Yuma, that base. Fine. The problem with that is the Yushalmi makes that comment. This is the Yushalmi says you set up the backup wife, and therefore they become married Yom Kippur. I don't understand, says the Beis Yaakov. You know who the Beis Yaakov is? The Nesivis. The Beis Yaakov wrote a Sefer on Ksubis called the Beis Yaakov. The Nesivis wrote it. Nesivis was the Gedolei Ador in the 1700s, Lisa, from the Gon Milisa. He wrote the Nesivis on Mishput, the Chavos Das and Yordaya. Many. The Mais Nisim Agoda, I think, is the Nesivis too as well. So the Nesivis says, or the Sefer on Eicha called Paul Gemayim, who was a Goinon. So he writes, I don't understand this Mishnah. According to the Rama, how could the Yushalmi say the Yichud that the second Kedushin comes into play if his first wife dies because he's got to be in a state of marriage? It's not mutter to have Tasha Shemitah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is usher to have Tasha Shemitah, one of the Chamesh Zinuim. He can't eat and drink, bathe, wear leather shoes. He can't have Tasha Shemitah. How could you say you set up a backup wife and it'll click in and it'll be Chal? It's a bomb kasha. No. That's what the Beis Yaakov says. He says, it's not Roy Lobia. It's not Roy Lobia. That's the fifth kasha we want to ask. Now, the sixth kasha is, take a look in your Masechta on Zion Amid Beis. On Zion Amid Beis, it says, Befavish, are you familiar with the story of Rivka? Rivka's about to leave and go marry Yitzchak. And the Halaga brothers, I don't know, I guess must have had cohorts there, Lavan, the beloved brother. He wants to give her a bracha. And it says in the Chumash, Vayavarchu es Rivka. And Zayin Amid Beis, the Taisus Shnemar, quotes the Pasuk, Vayavarchu es Rivka. Now the Tosus presents it as a kasha. So in the kasha of Tisus, he understood that in the kasha of Tisus, betoch bekasha bekushia shol Tisus on the Zion base, Tosus understood by Yavarchu as Rivka, what is the bracha? Birkus Nesuin. Then he got up, Lavan and his cohorts, and they said a Birkus Nesuin. Yeah, Tosus betoch the kushia in the kushia of Tosus and Zion and Beis Ezra by Avarchas Rivka is referring to Birkus Nesuin. That's in the kasha. You'll see in the Teretz he switched instead of Birkus Erusin, but in the kasha he understood the Avarchas Rivka was a Birkus Nesuin. So Lavan Zogin with his cohorts, he said the Birkus Nesuin down. Do you know what he said? Acholseinu Hait LaAlfi Revava. Correct. Isn't that the Pasuk? The Sanal? Achosin, and that. And if you look in the Madrash, That is what the father of the kala should give the bracha at the bedekin, and also the Masada Kedushin. Now, most Masada Kedushin do it. I do it. There's a minority of Masada Kedushin that don't say the bracha because they said Lovin was the one who said it. Lovin was a bad guy, so why should we say a bracha that Lovin made up? But at the bedekin, have you ever noticed, you know, the father of the kala gives the bracha, and the father, grandfather. So what do they say? You say, Recha Hashem Yishrecha, they say, also say, Achasin Ha'il Alfei Revova. That's what most Masada Kedushin do. And that's the bracha. Some say that, some don't because of Lovin. But maybe Lovin, who was a bad guy, at least he had loved his sister. So maybe you could say it's a bracha. Okay, it's a minig. So the bracha was Birkas Nesuin. Let me ask you a kasha. You know who asked this kasha? There's a great gon in Lakewood named Reb Yitzchak Sarotskin. His great-grandfather, grandfather was the Zenayim L'Toyer. Many of them were Rosh Yeshiva and tells in Cleveland. The Gvuris Yitzchak, he has a Sefer on Chumash, amazing. Gvuris Yitzchak Sarotskin. He comes up saying sometimes. Say Shiurim once in a while, every few, 3-4 months. He said, he has a Yeshiva in Lakewood. So he has in his Sefer, he says, I don't understand. According to the Rambam, Chuppas Yichud, took them how many days to get home? I don't know how many days. Was it 3 days? 3 days by Avram with the Akedah to get back home. I don't know how many days it took to get Yitzchak. You remember in the Chumash, Sanal, does it say? According to the Rambam, that Chuppas Yichud, you know, he brought her into the Yichud room. What do you mean? It's too premature to say the brachas. The Yichud's 3-4 days later. According to the Rambam, Chuppas Yichud, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's why I said, remember, you run the chasen and kala to the yichud room, because you just said the shem brachas. You want to run them quick. You shouldn't have the rav give the drasha then. You run them into the yichud room. So the shem brachas are chal on that with the Rambam. Chuppas Yichud. So if Chuppas Yichud, the brachas are what? Are too early. Brachas harei yoter muktam. Harei yoter muktam. They're too early. So that's the kasha that Gvuris Yitzchak. That's the sixth kasha we want to ask. Okay? They're way, way too early. Going to Rama and Chuppas Yichud. Yes, Ezra.
I thought we said that only in his question.
You're right, but in his question, though, how is it shaykh? You're right, in Tosis' answer, you referred to Birkas Erisim. I'm saying, in the pashtus of the Pasuk also is referring to Birkas Nesuin. That's the pashtus of the Pasuk. And you see that the Tosis assumed that in the beginning of the Tosis. So we're assuming in that the stage of the Kasha of Tosis, how could it have been Birkas Nesuin? According to the Rambam, it's way too early. You got it? So these are the six Kashas we're presenting on the Shittas of Rambam, Legabi, what Nesuin is. Okay. So let's embark upon a Mahalach to try to answer these six Kashas. And I believe that this Mahalach answers the six Kashas well, Lamai Sam, gives us a certain vision into what the nature of Nesuin dash Chuppah is really all about. The great Gaon Reb Naftali Trop Zatzal said a beautiful diuk in the Rambam. An absolutely beautiful diuk in the Rambam. What is the Rambam's language when he discusses a Chuppah's needed? Perek Yud Halacha Beis. He says, in the reading towards the end of the Rambam, Avayim Haisa Nide, Afa Pishenichna Sulachopa Vinisiachet Ima, Lo Gomru Hanesuin, Varike Arusa Adayim. You want to just jump out of your seats when you see this Rambam. Ha! I'm going to write the Lashon. Lo Gomru, this is the Teres. Lo Gomru Hanesuin, right? Lo gomru hanesuin. Keep spelling nesuin wrong. Right? Lo gomru hanesuin. Lo gomru hanesuin until when? Are lo gomru hanesuin ad? What is this lashon? Lo gomru hanesuin v'harei karusa adayim. V'harei he karusa adayim. What does that mean? The Nesuin have not been completed and she's still like an arusa. Ki arusa.
If she's a
chuppas nida. Says Reb Naftali, there's svei dinim in chuppa in the suin. What's svei mean?
Two.
Two. Excellent. There's a din of bominus, where you have responsibility towards your wife now. And then there's a din of ishus. And there is the private matters, you know, the people like to say intimacy. I don't like using that lashon. Okay, dini mamas, we'll call it dini ishus. In yani snias. Is it the dini mamas or the dini ishus? There are two dinim in chuppah, dash nesuin. Chuppah, dash nesuin. And that's what Reb Naftali wanted to suggest. Reb Naftali wanted to suggest in a chuppah's needed, you can accomplish the mamanus aspect. You're alone with her. But you don't accomplish the ishus aspect. That's what it means, little gomru hanasuin. It started. You have completed something. You've consummated the dinimominous aspect. You're responsible not to pay her mizonos now. If she dies, you're responsible to bury her. If she's captured, you're responsible to what? To redeem her. But she's still ke'arusa vis-a-vis the second halach in the tanal, the ishus aspect. You cannot yet live with her yet. Because you did not have yichud. It was not a yichud ro'oy l'piyah. And that's how he's masbid the golden language of the Rambam. Because it does, Yosef, say, lo gamru ha'nesuin. The nesuin wasn't completed, but it did start. In what sense did it start? It started vis-a-vis the financials. That's what it started. Memeila, you can go weiter and you can say what? You can say it won't be completed ishus until it's a yichud roi l'piyah. That's what Reb Naftali wants to be the Daik Ezra in the Rambam, in the golden language, the Shonu Hazar Shal Rambam. If you say like this now, now you can answer many, all the six kashas that we present in the Rambam. But let's go through it slowly to answer them well. Yes, Ezra.
When Rambam says also about
Rehi
Karusa died, does that mean that in Arusa a man is
chayav
for her
dinimamos? No. She's not chayav dinimamos, we learned you need nesuin. But she's like an Arusa vis-a-vis the Ishus aspect that he still can't touch her.
So meaning they started the nesuin vis-a-vis the mamos aspect, but...
Well said. Excellent. But you have not started vis-a-vis the Ishus, the sneas aspect. That is correct. Okay, so once you make this diuk in the Rambam, let's begin to answer the kashas, okay? Number one, the kasha was the Mishnah is explicit, it's Achnasas L'Rishus. How do you have the Rishonim grappling, what is the definition, precisely? It's Simon Samach Aleph. The Ramah, as Kibi said, is Nun Hei, but the Torah Simon Samach, he says, Ezo Yichupo. Mayor Sikh was asking, where is it? Where is it? Rebbe, where is it? He wanted to see where it was. So we found it, Baruch Hashem. But we have to see that Ron inside in the tomorrow, right? Okay. So the answer is as follows. The Mishnah is explicit vis-a-vis number one. To accomplish the dini mominus, that you're responsible not to feed her. You're responsible to bury her if she dies, God forbid, or to redeem her if, God forbid, she's captured. That's explicit. Once you brought her into your reshus, once she was given over to your shluchim or yourself from the father or from his shluchim, it is done. You have responsibility of mominus. But the question is that the Rishonim are struggling with is, what do you need to accomplish number two, the marital element? So you know what, Kibi? The Ran says it's the same thing. Hachnas Rishus does both. The Rambam says, I'm sorry, it does not. You need Yichud. The Yushalmi says, I'm sorry, you need Bedekin. The Ramah says, you need to spread the handkerchief over her head in Shas Brachim. The Ramah says, you need a chuppah, standing under a chuppah, a physical chuppah. You need to take her to your room with the Sheva Brachas, and you need to eat in the Yichud room. That accomplishes Yosef, number two element, the Ishus element. That is what the Rishonim are struggling about, Ezra. When it comes to the Dini Mamonis, that's an explicit Mishnah, Memches Manav, we read in the beginning of Shir. But regarding the second Din of the Ishus, that's the struggle. how do we define it precisely? You got me? And that's why there's five shittas in Rishon. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Kiki.
So according to Gernat, would you say that, like, let's say anyone but the Ran, let's say you do a Yichud that's not Kvis L'Rishusa, like, let's say you do a Yichud at a different Rishus, are you possibly getting the Yishus without the Momentus? Or does whatever you get the Yishus, you automatically get the...
According to the Ran, as long as it's your Rishus, there can be 1,000 people in it. But as long as you've brought her into your Rishus,
right,
you've accomplished both.
Let's say it's not your Rishus, you do Yichud, like with the Rambam. Is there a tzad to see that you could acquire the Yishus without the Mominus, or whenever you get the Yishus, you automatically?
Well, based on that Drisha, remember we said the Drisha said it should be your own Rishus? But theoretically, what you're saying is good. According to the Rambam, if you did do... Well, let's get to when we get to answer the other kasha, to answer what you're saying, okay? Let's hold what you're saying until we get to answer the other kashas. But let's get how we answer. Everyone got how the title? You got it? Nitano, how we answered? Good? Okay? Nisano, clear? All right. That's number one. Number two. The Rambam postulated that Yichud is Yichud, and the Yichud must be Ra'ui Labia. If it's not Ra'ui Labia, it's not good. Fine. Therefore, you have to delay the wedding. As I said, the Mechaber doesn't pass like that. Even Sfardim don't do that. No one delays the wedding. Okay? But if you did a Sheva Brachas, the Rambam Paskin Halachavav, you don't need to repeat the Sheva Brachas. Why not? It's a Pella. The Meir even asked the Kasha. Why is it that you don't have to repeat the Sheva Brachas? The Chuppas needs not royal be. It's a zero. You said seven Brachal of Atalas. Might not be on purpose, but you did a Shogay. The answer is, according to Reb Naftali Zatzal, Chuppas Nida accomplishes number one, the Dini Mominus. Therefore, it's Chal B'Yevet, at least something took place. There was a Dini Mominus that took place, now he's responsible to her. So regarding that, the Brachas are Chal B'Yevet. Regarding the second element, you're right, it wasn't Chal. But you know what? You don't need to repeat them. Not going to say 14 Sheva Brachas. 14 brachas. So that's why B'yevid, the Rambam Paskin, it's Chal. Because at least it's Chal, and got the Dini Mamun Shippon. And therefore, there is no problem within the Rambam. That answers number two. Number three, we have a blatant steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirik Yud says it means Yichud. In Pirik Chav Beis, he said it meant Hachnas L'Rushus V'Zvi Yerusha. That once you bring her into his Rishus to Chosin, he exclusively is Yorisher. And in Hilchos Nadarin, he gains exclusive rights to the Baalish or Nadarin. Beforehand, they shared it. What is going on here with the Rambam? Says of Naftali Zatzal, no problem. When it comes to the Dinim of Yerusha, and when it comes to Afaris Nadarin, those are financials. Financials, you look at Hachnas L'Rishus, which makes sense, like Kibi said before. It's all a financial element. Look at, hey, I brought her into my domain. She's physically in my domain, so that's a financial perspective, you could say. And that's assuming that Yerusha is Dine Momenus. Okay? That's assuming, you'd mentioned that earlier in Shir Meir Simcha, that's assuming that Yerusha is in fact Dine Momenus. And Hafaris Nadarim. Now, Yerusha happens to be, Rav Shekhtar Shlita always points out, you cannot make a Tanai in Yerusha because there's a Din L'chukas Mishpat. The Din of Yerusha is like Isser. But we're assuming in this Shtikal Torah that purposes of Yerusha are Din Imominus, which this is the Pashas. It is a financial, all the real estate, all the monies. But Rav Shekhtar wanted to say there's a Ram that says you cannot make a Tanai in Yerusha, L'chukas Mishpat, because it's the realm of Isser V'Hetter. Okay? It's a Chiddush. But that's what Rambam writes. But for our purposes, the responsibility of a husband towards a wife, it is Dini Mominus. It is who's going to get the inheritance. So that's Yerusha. And Nedarim? What is Nedarim? What's the difference between a Nedar and a Shmuel? The Gemara says in Nedarim and Beis and Beis. Nedar is an Isser Chefsa. Shmuel is an Isser Gavra. So Nedar is on the Chefsa, so you understand why even though a neder is also iser v'hetter, you're over in the yover yisurim if you break your neder, but it's affecting chafatzim. So therefore, in our mahalach, we're viewing Yerusha and Afaras Nedarim as dinei mamonos. The Mela Hachnasus Rishus accomplishes this dinei mamonos. But when it comes to dinei ishus, the sneas, the marital element, there is no way that Hachnasus Rishus does it like Kibi said. There might be 1,000 guys there, or 1,000 women there when you bring her into your Rishus. That doesn't accomplish the ishus shabbat. What you need to be is alone with her. Now, Kibi's point is, he says, Rebbe, does it have to be a private, does it have to be your room? Perhaps not. Perhaps not. The Drisha said it has to be your own room. But at a purely conceptual level, as long as they're alone and you have Adam, as long as you have permission, who says you have to own it? No. Why should you have to own it? The Drisha says you should own it. But I'm saying, if you take that theory, so it could be, Kibi points out very astutely, if you had Yichud with her and it wasn't yours, your Rishus, it could be you accomplished the Ishus element and not the Mamonos element. Could be. Could very well be. But as I said, the Drisha says it should be yours. Okay? So it could very well be. So Mamele, it comes out now we answer and says, Rav Naftali, there's no steer in the Rambam at all, none whatsoever. Because the dinim of 2 and 3 of Yerusha and the Forest of Dharm are dinim Mamonos, Achnas Rishus accomplishes that. Chuppah being Yichud is the marital element, and therefore a Chuppah Snida wouldn't be good, and it could very well be like Kibi's point, it doesn't have to be yours, even though the Drisha said it's better if it's yours. Clear, Ellie? Yeah? Okay. Yes, Ezra.
If it's perfectly with the Mishnah, then we use the first answer.
Yes.
We said before that the Mishnah says, Achnas Rishus, Tagmadini Mamas, and the Rambam says it's Yichud.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the whole Mishnah, very good, as the whole Mishnah lays down, also just that's for the Dini Mamonos. What their struggle is, what you need for the marital element. Correct. Well said. Excellent. So that answers the third kasha. Okay, number 4. The Lechem Mishnah asked, how on earth could the Rambam, how on earth is it shayich that the Rambam paskins ledinin? Okay. How is it shaykh to the Rambam paskins ledinin at all that a coin that marries a grusha or a coin gadol that marries an almana yesh chuppah l'psulus, that it's chal, and she loses her privilege to eat truma forever l'chi if she was a bas coin? Why? It's davui labia. When I say the word yesh chuppah l'psulus, I want you to get what that means. It means it's chal. Yesh chuppah l'psulus means it's chal to desecrate her. That's what it means. Yesh chuppah l'psulus, it's chal in order to desecrate her, should she now loses her privilege to eat truma. Okay, that's what it means.
The
nesuin is chal, to mess her up. So I'm saying, why is it chal? She's not roi labia, asks the Lechem Mishnah. How is that shayich? Why is it chal? He was over alav, no doubt. But the Kedushin is Tofus and Nesuin are Tofus. And it's Tofus and Nesuin that she loses her privilege of eating Truma. It's Tofus to Kedushin that he has to give her a get. Okay? You hear, Ellie? Why is it? Why is that really Labia? Oh. So the Lechem Mishnah, that's the Kashas. So what's the Teretz? So the Teretz is, says Reb Naftali, an amazing thing. Reb Naftali answers, Halacha l'mais, I'm not sure if the Naftali says, or we're saying it on our own, but you know what? What is Truma? Even though Truma, if a czar eats Truma, what is the Gemara saying, Subis? The czar eats Truma, Yechai, Nisibidish Amai. Truma is a terrible Isser for a czar, and I'm going to eat Truma. But for our purposes, it's considered to be mominous. Just like Yerusha is, just like what? Afaras Nedarim. When it comes to what? When it comes to the notion of mominous, as long as he brings her into his Rishus, or they had Yichud, it is fine. Either Yichud's not Roy Labia, I don't care. You need the Yichud to be Roy Labia for number 2, for the Dini Ishus. You don't need the Chuppah to be Roy Labia to accomplish number 1. If you have a Chuppah, even though it's not Roy Labia, but Lagabi the Dini Mominus Shabo, the Din Truma is Chal, and she loses her privilege of eating Truma.
Saying, is the
Ishus
ever going to be Chal?
The Ishus, every time he lives, there's over an Issa. Because there was no Achuppah vis-a-vis number 2. Every time he lives, there's like living with an Arusa. That's what it is. We said Moshe Shurim saved the Rabbanah except for the Shiva's arrival, the Pichodesh.
And it's not because she needed a get from him? Or she
yes, Kedushin are told, and anytime you have Kedushin, you need a get. Right? Remember we said
even
that?
Those,
even though the Nisun's never cow, Kedushin without Nisun, you need a get, right? So they start, they want to do Nisun, they need a get. As long as you have Kedushin, you need a get. So that's why I'm saying, the Yesh Chupel of Psu is a cow vis-a-vis the Aloche. Chal vis-a-vis the aloch of the imam and the shabbat, then it messes her up. The guy with the ishus, though, it's not chal. So living with her again, every time he lives with her, it's like living with an arusa. So Mamela, that answers the fourth kasha. We're saying there are two tracks in the suin. The imam and the shabbat and the ishus shabbat. So the yesh chupel of psulus accomplishes the imam is not the dini ishus. Mamela, she loses her privilege of eating truma forever. Okay, that answers number four. Number five. How do we answer the fifth kasha? In the kasha of Tais, I'm sorry, the Mishnah in Yuma says that Kohen Gadol has to be in a state of marriage. He has to be a married man when he does the Avodah Yom Kippur. If his wife dies, Yisham says we set up a backup wife, and it's Chal on Yom Kippur. How is it Chal on Yom Kippur? The chuppah is not Ruya Labiyah. Can't have Tashu Shamita. So Shaila with the derisive of the Rabbanim, Machloikis. The Ran seems to say all the Chamishim Yuma derisive, right? The Ran says it. Tais Yisharim says the Rabbanim. Only Achilu Vishti are derisive. It's Chiv Karis. The other ones are the Rabbanim. And the Ran says Rav in a Torah. The only one is Chiv Karis, those are Achilu Vishti. But nonetheless, it's also Atash Shemit. It's not Ruyi Labiya. What's the Teretz? Teretz is when it says that the Kohen Gadol has to be married, not enough Kedushin. He needs Nisun, maybe to accomplish the financial matters is enough to fulfill the mandate of a chiper bado beso zu ishto. You don't have to have the woman to get her what isha shabal. All you need to have is the dini what dini mother shabal. And he'll be responsible to start what? Start feeding her if she dies, so yogurish her if she's captured, to redeem her. But who says Yosef the Beis Yishtu means he has to have the element of Nitznias? You follow me? That answers the Beis Yaakov's Kasha Allah Lamaisa. Plus the fact that Yosef Tasha Shemit is an extraneous Isser. It's not from the Hilchos Isha, it's from this from left field. Granted, he can't have Tasha Shemit with her, but that doesn't block the Din Imamun Shabbat. That doesn't block the Din Imamun Shabbat. That's accomplished with the Chalaisa of a Chupin. Menele. Therefore, there's no problem at all. And the Mishnah is well understood. Allah Almighty. Yes, Mary Simcha. What do you say?
Isn't that like
together
make up
a
man for them? He's just picking her up.
Tzarek Mitzvah. Tzarek Mitzvah Smutra. You have no choice. You're right. Just like Yosef saying, you don't do Kiddushin on Shabbos. You don't do Nisun. But here we do the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to do the avoider for Gantz Klal Yisrael. We have no choice. It's a Gzeret Rabbanim and Mokim Mitzvah Smutra. He has to be in a situation like this. We have no choice. But how do you do it, though? How do you do it? It's not Ruy Labia. How's it Chal? We don't need it to be Ruy Labia. That's only the Gabi Din Isis. The Gabi Din Mominus. It's Chal.
Why is this Din Mominus? So which one would he do?
What do you mean, why is it Din Mominus? Whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to do, Yichu, whatever you do, Hagnas or Rishus, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to do Yom Kippur the Tashu Shamitis. You don't accomplish the element of what? The marital element. But the Din Imamunus will be accomplished.
Which means anything besides...
To fulfill the mandate of Beis Yisumishtam. Yes. You don't need the halacha of Yichud Roi Labia for the Din Imamunus Shabbat. And even though there's an Isha Tashu Shamitis, it doesn't stop me from accomplishing the Din Imamunus Shabbat. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay, we got it? Clear? Okay. The Mela, this leads us to the sixth kasha. To answer the sixth kasha. What's the sixth kasha? We said in the status of the kasha of the Taisus, says the Avarchus Rivka, that they said a Birkus Nisuin. Birkus Nisuin. Lovin and his cohort said a Birkus Nisuin, Achosin Haitel Alfi Revolva, which makes sense, Ezra. Even though it was in the kasha. Because when do you say that bracha? At the Bedekin. Bedekin is not Erisin, it's Nisuin. So it makes sense that that's a bracha of Nisuin. You follow me? Because we practically say that bracha when? At the Bedekin.
Is Bedekin Chuppah?
Yeah, so I'm saying it's mistabra that it's birkas nesura. It fits in good. Yeah. And the end of the day, Taisus says in the Teretz is the birkas erus. But I'm saying the kashiel is birkas nesura. I'm saying practically when we say it, fits in that it's nesura.
But I'm saying that the kosos and yuma on your demo makes it sound like it's for sure nesura.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, no, I'm saying the bracha, the pasuk and chumash by Avarchu Esrifku, is that referring to birkas nesura or birkas erusin? So I'm saying what we do when we say Achosin Ha'atil Alfei Ravah, we do it by an Nisuan element. So that strengthens what we held in the Kasha. How can you do it though? Chuppas Yichud was 3 days later, or however how many days. Does it say how many days?
We have a week around.
I don't know. Yeah, it says 3 days of Gabi Avram Avinu when he went home, right? I don't know how many days, but it wasn't immediate. How can you say the Birkas soon? It's way, way too early. There's no way. How could it be? The Yichud, when he brought her in, remember the checker, she was still a Besula. The Rechosh Eliezer maybe live with her. How could it be? What's the pshat? How could it be? What is the pshat? So what you have to say is, if you look in the Svornu, on that Pasuk, you know the Svornu? You know, on Mikos Gedolos, one of the late Rishonim, early Achronim, the Svornu, you know what he says? He says an amazing thing. He says, Masru Ha'av. He says, Masru Shluchei Av, L'Shluchei Habal. He quotes the Mishnah in Ksubas we began with. That when he gave her over, that was a Nesu'in. So Lovin wasn't such a great Lamdan. He might have jumped the gun a little bit early. He should say the bracha for the second element. But at least he said it on the first element. It was Chal. It wasn't too early, at least B'diyevit. Yerdeb Shat. It wasn't too early, B'diyevit. So you see, B'feirish, Allah Lamaisa, the Avarchas Rifka as being a Birkas Nesu'in makes a lot of sense. So what emerges is what we want to bring out today is that there are two elements in the Tanel in the Nesu'in, the Dinimominus aspect and the Nesu'in aspect. And this answers all the six kashas that we had. It's a very powerful Pshat, Lamaisa. Of the Tala Chuk that we built up and answered the other kashas with. And that is seen in the golden language of the Rambam, where he writes this Lashon, L'gomra Nesu'in Arkearusa Adayin. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Clored, everybody? Yosef? Okay. Let's finish up now with a Mahalach I wanted to talk about from the Parsha, and then tomorrow we'll continue. Now, tomorrow, I have to go around the Erev and Pseig. Okay? Rav Heineman's going to be here, and they want me to go around with him. So, I have to give Shir from 10 to 11. Okay? So we'll have Shir 10. I'll give Daniel the Mar Makom, so start from 9 to 10. And then you have afterwards to go over. But I want to finish up with something from Chumash, in the Parsha, though. And Chumash Halacha, too. Halacha from Chumash. If you notice that the end of the Parsha was the topic of Egla Rufa. What is Egla Rufa? First of all, where are the dinim of Egla Rufa found in Shas? In Sotha, the ninth parak, and it's two prokim in the Ram Hilchos Ritzicha, Parakes and Thess. Fascinating. In the Ram and the Mor Nevuchim, the purpose of it is to be able to find who the murderer is, believe it or not. We don't know who the murderer is. We found a dead corpse between two cities. We have to measure to which city is closest. The mitzvah to do medida. Even if you see it's very clear it's closer to one city, there still is a mitzvah to take out the yardsticks, no matter what. Mitzvah limdot. What is the purpose, writes the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, Perek Gimel, Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Vav? Because if you have the Gedolei Yisroel, you have Rav Moshe, the Rav, Zatzal, Rav Moshe, Zatzal, Rav Zatzal, Rav Yaakov, Zatzal, Rav Ruben, Zatzal. Can you imagine them going out and say, Yadenu lo shofus adam hazeh? We didn't do it. But we let this man leave the city without levir. He had no food. The Maharal speaks about the greatness of being malava, a guest. It's a halacha. Because you're showing him, even though you're going alone physically, we care about you. We're giving you directions. We're being malava you. He says it's critical. That's why the Gemara says, you're not malava guest like murder. And that's actually what happened. That's why I heard Pshat with Yosef HaTzadik. Do you know he sent back the wagons? Rashi has that play on words in the Medrash. Agala means Egla Rufa. That was the last sugya they learned. What do you mean last sugya they learned? Yosef says to his father, Abba, I've become the viceroy. I still care about the tzibor. And I'm reminding you that that was the last sugya we learned. Egla Rufa, they care about the klal. And I haven't lost that. Yaakov, once he saw the wagon, he said, my son's alive. Let's go to Mitzrayim. Not just alive physically, but in Ruchnius too. He hasn't lost that feeling. That's what it means, the Egla Rufa. So we stand on our head, we make the Gedolim do this, and the Rambam has an amazing line. The Rambam says, as long as one aid comes forward, that's enough to allow the Gol Hadam to kill the murderer. Isn't that an amazing line? As long as one aid comes forward, that will allow the Gol Hadam. You know what the Gol Hadam is? The closest relative of the dead person can now avenge the blood of his relative. The Ravid says that's ridiculous. The Ravid said an Eid Echad is a zero. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzeach that an Eid Echad is enough. So the Kesef Mishnah says he didn't mean an Eid Echad. He meant Eidus Miucheres. You know what Eidus Miucheres is? On Heim and Beis HaMakos, one aid sees it from one apartment window, the other aid sees it from another one. They're not together. So technically we throw out that aid. But there were two Eidim. So that's enough to, Beis Din can't kill him, but the Gol Adam could. The Rav Zatzal said, okay, that's what the Rav said, quoted the Kesef Mishnah. It's a technical problem, just because we had two Eidim. Do you know what Dor Sameach writes? The Meir Simcha. We have a Meir Simcha here, Dor Sameach. You know what Dor Sameach writes? Amazing Pekiyas. He says the Rambam and the Yad HaZaka is L'shitasa with the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim. And the Rambam literally meant Eid Echa. Because when it comes to a Gol Adam, a Gol Adam, a Melech, and B'nai Noach don't work based on the regular dinim of Halacha. They have their own system, their extracurricular, extrajudicial, we'll call it. And the Gol Adam and a Melech and a Ben Noach can kill based on an Eid Echa. And the Rama literally meant Eid Echa. So you make this whole ceremony that an Eid Echa will come forward and be able to execute or kill the murderer. Because once we know who the murderer is, we do not do the Arifa. We do not decapitate the Egel. The Egel has to be 2 years or less. You put him in a Nachal. You know what the Nachal is? By a brook. The Rambam writes it's a brook. Other Rishonim just say it's a valley. And you decapitate it, and that valley never can plant anything forever. There's an issur to plant anything ever. In fact, Reb Shimon Mekinin in Sefer HaKrisa says, how do you plant anywhere in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe it was a Nachalason. What's the answer? The answer is, the Kash is Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami. How do you plant anywhere? The answer is only when the Isser's Nikar. We don't know where it is. So at best, it's only Kavu Midrabanan, but Makom Mitzvah we could plant. Maybe when we get to that, Subis Ted Vavim Rav, from a second, Kol Kavu Kamesa Mesa Domi. You buy a piece of meat. There are 9 butcher stores that are kosher. One is not, and you come home, you don't remember which one you bought it from. You can't eat it. What do you mean it's 9-1? I don't care if it's stationary, it's 50-50. So maybe there's a field there that was a Nachalason once. How can you plant anywhere in Eretz Yisrael? You only say Kavu and this is Nicker. We don't know where it is. The Nela, we knew where that butcher shop was. The McDonald's, the Ronald McDonald's smiling at you. Here you don't know where the field is. Therefore, you know, at best it's only a Kavu, but the Rabbanu Makom Mitzvah would allow it. This is an amazing halacha. You know, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the great Gaon Shlita, has a whole sefer. I have it at home on Egla Rufa. Came with a whole sefer. We know in the Rambam has 2 prakim on it. It's an amazing halacha. So let's add one more halacha regarding it, maybe more than one. But what happens if you have the sugya of Rov and Karov? Let's say you have a city that's a little closer to the corpse. You have a second city that's a little farther, but there's more people in the second city than in the city that's closer. Do you go with Rov or do you go with Karov? What's the din? The Gemara in Bava Basra and Chav Gimel and Bey says you go with Rov. You know what the Rambam writes? The city that's a little farther away brings the Egla Rufa. The Tosis Rid in Bava Basra argues and says it says Ir HaKrova. The Tosis Rid says in that case no one brings it. Because the Pesuk says Krova. It suggests a custom. The Rambam says no. The Rove city would bring it. You hear the machlaikas? Guess the Rambam will say you're a krovel when it's equal. Why you follow me? When it's equal population.
Why would the Tosfot say that no one brings it? Why wouldn't he say that?
Because the Torah says, Ir HaKrov El HaKalav. No, Rov, the Gemara says black and white, Rov beats out Korov. So the question is, would the Rov bring it? The Rambam says yes.
So is the Gemara arguing
No, the Gemara just, you'll interpret the Gemara by saying the Korov doesn't bring it. The question is, does the Rov bring it? Zok the Rambam, yes. Tosfot Shritz says no. No one brings it. Now, there was a chief rabbi. There was only one chief rabbi in the city of New York in the history of New York. Who was it? His name was Reb Yaakov Yosef. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, a great goan. Darshan Vilna, he came. They needed a rav in America, a chief rav. He was a great goan. They brought him. People were mean to him. They were mechabed him. But he said an amazing drasha. It was a great goan on this. Did you notice at the end of the parsha before Egla Rufa, there are all these dinim of Milchama, right? And the beginning of next week's parsha, Kitetzit, is also a dinim of Milchama. Right smack in the middle, sandwiched in the middle, is the dinim about Egla Rufa. Why is that right in the middle of all the dinim of Milchama, Egla Rufa? You hear the kasha? It's a great kasha. The Teretz is like this, he says. He says, let's, before we give the Teretz, add another kasha. Do you know the Navi says, Gemara says in Yuma, I think it's on Daf Yud Tes, on the base, that Shaul HaMelech gave a drasha to his soldiers before they warred with Amalek, and he said, you know what? Vayarav Banachal, the beginning of the Haftorah and, you know, Shabbos Zohar, is Vayarav Banachal. They were arguing Banachal. It's a strange phrase. They were warring Banachal. So the Gemara has a drasha that Shaul HaMelech said, look what we do, soldiers. For one corpse we find, we stand on our head, we go through an Egla Rufa. We have the Gedolim of the city come out. We go, we mamish do this spectacular event, the ceremony for one corpse. How much more so when you destroy human beings? That's what he said before they were about to war with Amalek. So a Baskol came out from Shemayim. You know what it said to Shaul? It said, Al titztak harbe. Don't be such a big tzaddik. Don't be such a gross tzaddik. What is the meaning of that Paschal message? Don't give me the Sitkis, the holy art thou. What is the meaning of that? Sir Yaakov Yosef said like this, amazing. He said, when you engage in war, Milchemes Mitzvah, which means three things, the Rambam says. What are the three subcategories of Milchemes Mitzvah? Shiva Amamim, destroy the seven nations, Amalek, and number three, self-defensive battle. All those three are Mechemes Mitzvah. What's Mechemes Rishus? You want to annex more lands onto your Eretz Yisrael, what do? You need Rishus of the Sanhedrin first in order to do it. There's Mechemes Mitzvah, three subcategories, Mechemes Rishus. When you engage in Mechemes Mitzvah, do you know what happens? You have a mitzvah to kill people. There's no Isser for Tzicha, says the Minchas Chinuch. But you know what happens to you? Life becomes cheap. And we're concerned about that. That you might become callous. And what does the Gemara say in Yevamah Sinai in Testament Beis? The Jews are three midos. Baishanim, Gomle Chassanim, V'Rachmanim. They're humble, they do kindnesses, and they're merciful. And we're afraid that it might get out of hand. And it might become a problem. And because of that, what happens? It's like if you notice the Or Chaim HaKadosh, and I think Chofetz Chaim says, by the Parshas Re'eh, by the Mesis, this is V'richa Mecha. Why V'richa Mecha? Even though you're supposed to kill a Mesis, you've got to make sure that what? You don't get out of hand. Did you ever do any reading in the history in the beginning of the Medina called the Jewish Brigade? You know that there were Jewish soldiers in the British Army, and they knocked off a lot of Yidden, but they knocked off a lot of Yidden, in the Jewish Brigade, there were a lot of Nazis, you know, trying to escape to, you know, during the times of Nuremberg to South America. And the Jewish Brigade in the British Army, they had a list of these fellows, and they were knocking them off, the Nazis. And then all of a sudden, they stopped. No one knew why they stopped. You know why they stopped? Because they said they couldn't take it anymore. Because they were killing people. And they were afraid it was getting to them. That's the pshat. That is why Rabbi Yaakov Yosef says that the din of Egla Ruf is smacking the din of Muhammad. Because you know what? Don't get out of hand. Look what we do for one corpse. To teach us a mussar, a message, Ellie, you follow me? That when, even though we're engaging in battle, we have to kill right in the middle. For one corpse, we have this whole, we stand on our heads, we do this whole ceremony. And that's what Shaul's terrible mistake was. Shaul, his priorities were messed up, as opposed to David HaMelech. You want to give that drusha, Daniel? Shaul HaMelech, when should he have given that drusha? After they knocked off all the Amalekites. You don't do the drusha beforehand to make the soldiers feel bad. And they end up not killing the women and children, leaving the animals, correct? Yes? You should make the drusha after you knock them all off. That's why the Baskel came out and said, don't be such a gross tzaddik. You want to say that drusha, fine, but you do it after you do the mitzvah, not beforehand. It's like Shechter student once told us, I don't know if it's equatable, because she had no right to be mocha, but Golda Meir was once quoted as saying, she'll never be mocha the Arabs for making our boys murderers. First of all, our boys aren't murderers, a mitzvah, you know, it's a mitzvah. Okay, but you understand what I'm saying. That's what she wanted to claim. That's what she wanted. But that's this war, Lamaisa. They're not murderers. That's why you have to be very... I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, my first year after high school, you know, you heard from this older fellow in the Koilu that he was a tank guy. He knocked off all the Arabs. So a few of my friends would always ask him, you know, because, you know, everyone likes Rambo, you know, tough, you know, Green Berets. He didn't want to talk about it. You know, tell us about when you knocked off the Arabs. It wasn't nice. There was immaturity. He felt, you know, you don't feel comfortable about speaking about killing people. I have to tell you, just in this past war, my nephew was called up, and they found an Arab who was shaking. My nephew, Baruch Hashem, speaks Arabic too. And he asked the Arab, you know, because everyone's hovering around him, because the Chayalim, they do everything to try to help even the... they didn't know if this guy was an enemy, but he was an Arab, and he was shaking. So my nephew asked him, what's wrong? He said he's diabetic. He hasn't had insulin in 3 days. They brought him in, they gave him insulin, and they brought him back into Gaza. So I told my nephew, you saved his life. My nephew's very humble. He didn't want to poo-poo it, but he did it. That's part of this notion. Life is not cheap, no matter who it is, even if you're fighting. And that's the chiddush that I want to bring out here. That was why it's right here in this parsha. So we have 2 more minutes. I wanted to start, and another time, Blinetta will finish. Oh, did I bring it in? There is a halacha, or we'll say it outside. We'll say it outside, and we'll continue, Blinetta, to finish it another time. In our parsha, there's a notion called Kriya Shalom. Before you engage in Lechemes Mitzvah, must you greet them with peace and say, do you guys really want to fight? So it's a machlokes in Rishonim. It's a machlokes in Rishonim. Does it apply also to a Mechemes Mitzvah? Do you have to also be Korei Shalom? If you hold of it, that's again this Mahalach that we're saying. Even a Mechemes Mitzvah, even to a Molech, you have to say, maybe you guys want to make peace. Maybe. By a Molech, it's a machlokes where they can mekabel gerim from a Molech. Gemara Gittin, if you remember from the Tisha B'Av Gemaras, that b'nei banav shel Haman lom de Torah b'nei brak, that implies you are to Mekabel Gerim from Molek. The Medrash Tanchuma says, you know, David HaMelech killed the Gir, the son of the Amaleki, the Gir, the Ben Amaleki, because he couldn't fathom any base of Mekabelim. So the Emek Bracha says, Poshup Shat Samacholik is Bavli against the Medrash Tanchuma, can you Mekabel Gerim from a Molek? He wants to say no. He wants to say that you can't. But the Beis Din that was Makabel's Ger didn't know that, so B'di Evid the Geris was Chal. Because the Rav Zatzal quoted from his grandfather, Reb Chaim, two types of amalek. There's the genetic amalek and the ideological amalek. To Mekabel Gerim, the question is by a genetic amalek. But if he's an ideological amalek and he's coming to Megara, he's leaving that ideology. Why not? Why shouldn't it be okay? That whole discussion, Mekabel Gerim from us, talking about the genetic amalek. You know, because Aram has a lashon, we don't know who the Shiva Amnim are nowadays. Kfar Ibeit Zichrom. Sancherev is mavabal, all the genealogy. Did that apply to Amalek too? Because he says V'chein. So the last footnote in Kol Dodi Dofek, he quotes Reb Chaim and says Amalek still exists nowadays. Who are they? It's the ideological Amalek. Any nation wants to destroy us. Saddam Hussein's Gematria was Amalek. ISIS, all the Al-Qaeda, all these guys, Hamas, are Amalek. They're ideological. But Dr. Grach, right, one of our Rebbeim, the professor, Dr. Grach, Rav's son, said he never believed Reb Chaim said that, because it says V'chein. Just like the Rambam says, we don't have the memory of the Shiva Amim, we don't have the memory by Amalek. If you look, the Rambam says V'chein. When he said V'chein Ibit Zichron by Shiva Amim, he's referring to Amalek. So I remember Dr. Grach said he never said Shiva. Okay, Machlekes. But the last halacha, let's point out, is must you leave an... You know how you're sometimes when you have an army, you surround the enemy? Do you have to leave a side open for them to escape in a sense of making peace? Mekifin or kol ruach. Do you have to leave an open space? That's also a machlekes. So one sheet that says even you have to. So that's also a manifestation of this. Now life's not cheap. We're not violent people. We don't look to kill. So that's the message I want to bring out. Another, we'll have to look at the details of that Kriya Shalom and also the Gittim HaKipach HaRuach Halach Lamais. Okay, we'll stop here. So we'll have Shir tomorrow, 10 to 11. Bishop, I'll give Daniel tomorrow Makaymus, you'll have it, 9 to 10. 10 to 11, yeah. So I give you tomorrow Makaymus from 9 to 10, because I got to go for Heinemann. And everyone have a wonderful day. Too early to have a minute. Okay. All right, be well, guys.
No, thank you so much.
Yes. Good thing.